The Minister of State for Refugees and Disaster Management is worried about the continuous depletion of the natural vegetative cover in the refugee hosting communities. Musa Echweru, the minister, has tasked the various development partners in the BDBD refugee camp to do enough in mitigating the impact of refugee activities on the environment.
Some districts where refugees have been staying for the last 2 years have suffered about 58% environmental or vegetation destruction. And this has very far-reaching implications to the future of the country.
This area is degraded by the host communities, degraded by the refugees. Why? Everybody is harvesting trees for houses.
Echweru, who led a delegation from Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework Secretariat to the various project sites in BDBD, was appreciative to the Catholic Relief Services for developing a hybrid water system to promote tree planting through irrigation. Mohamed Dahir is the head of office for the Catholic Relief Services in Yumbe District.
We are grateful that we were able to partner with the U.S. government funding and UNHCR to develop this system together with Catholic Relief Services and ARC. The current phase costs about $350,000. We want to develop this into a second phase where we have more transmission lines, more elevated tanks, and we reach more villages. In line with what the minister said, this is the aspirations about the environment.
Commissioner Minister of Water, Engineer Richard Matua, is appealing to the host communities to own this huge investment.
We are very grateful for this innovative approach to water supply, not only for refugee community, but also for the host communities. They have drilled a borehole which is yielding 85 cubic meters of water per hour, and they are pumping this water using the energy from the sun, which is trapped by the solar panels, to deliver water to the communities. But above all, let's bring on board Yumbe District local government, let's bring on board the communities, so that these assets are sustainably used for the benefit of the people here.
The Comprehensive Refugee Response Secretariat, headed by the Office of the Prime Minister, is currently assessing the impact of the interventions by the various development partners in BDBD refugee camp. The outreach program focused on key areas, including health, education, water, environment, and agriculture.